The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
All right. Now dig this, baby. More Jimmy, here we go. My man, Jimi Hendrix right now. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know, when I roll in at 6 o'clock, I like to chat with you at 6, and we go 6 to 7, and we have a nice intimate hour, and we chat a little bit right here on AM 970. The Answer, Frankie's on his honeymoon. Matt Sambolin, kind enough to join us. I'd love to rile Al, get Al going, you know. And then we get into the news of the day, because it is vital that we address the news, because there's a lot that is out there, the narrative that is wrong, and that really isn't what you and I are, I think, because we're just really independent-minded, and they try to get us and grab us by the nose and tell us how to think, what to think, who we are, what we are, and we really pretty much know what we're doing. When it gets to 9 o'clock, they tell me that everybody's pretty much at work, so now it's kind of the hour where I could just take a breath, sit back a little bit, and we could have some fun. And this, so we appreciate you doing that. Now, again, if you're watching this on a podcast later, you'll be able to do that. So hopefully you're relaxed somewhere at night. But it is right in New York, 6 after 9 o'clock in the morning. And I could take the time to talk to Kimberly Kravitz, great gal, Jersey girl, please, a reporter and a producer for Jersey Matters and anchor reporter for New Jersey's newest newscast, New Jersey News Network. And so, Kimberly, great to have you with us, girl.
It's great to be here, Jersey Joe. Thank you for having me.
You were such a Jersey girl, man. First of all, that's good. Perfect timing. 9 o'clock, we could chill a little
Absolutely.
Bit here.
Absolutely. This is great. And
so where are you from originally now?
I'm from Monmouth County. Work is close by, which is really nice. But we do cover the New York and Philadelphia markets, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
So not a terrible commute.
I know. You don't have to come to the city.
I have to admit, I was so looking forward to seeing you today, but I was looking forward to seeing Frankie, too.
Five boroughs. He got married.
I know he did.
He's off in Aruba. I don't know what exit that is on the turnpike, but it's somewhere out there, right?
And the funny thing is, so I've known Frank for years, and people have been telling me, oh, if you're in this field, this is a guy you've got to know.
Yeah, Frankie's
so
great.
Frank Morano ended up marrying my cousin Rachel.
Stop it.
Yes. So I saw, you know, from the wedding over the weekend, I saw you were there.
Yes.
And you were emceeing. Yes. You were doing your whole thing. It was great.
With my cane. With my busted knee and my cane. Mr. Cool right
That's
now.
That's why. So I felt so... I said, Frank, should I come back another day? He says, we could really use you. Just come on out.
That's great.
It's so great. I'm thrilled for him.
Where in Monmouth County are you from?
Should I say on the air?
Well, not your town, not your hometown. Where are you from originally?
So, my family is from Brooklyn. They had me in New Jersey.
Of course.
Yes. They had me in Brooklyn. They skipped over Staten Island. So, no, they had me in Jersey.
Yeah.
And everything just worked out, because I know in this field, they say, I mean, you might go to East Bumble for your first job.
Yeah.
And I went to Monmouth University, and it just
Great
worked
school.
Out.
Great school, by the way.
Incredible college experience. And it turns out one of the partners of our TV station is part of Monmouth University, and it was just the perfect marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, I was one of their first hires.
Look at that.
At MeTV. MeTV, just so you know, is a Chicago network. We're an affiliate out of there. So we're in the New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, MeTV. We're one of those affiliates.
I met with the boss, with
Lee Letty.
Mr. Crowley. Lee Letty, I know from King World.
Yes,
Lee Letty was instrumental in putting Jeopardy on the air. Wheel of Fortune on the air. Worked with the legendary King Brothers.
He's got
with
some
Merv
story.
Griffin.
Yes.
You know, with Califon Productions, which is named after where my neck of the woods now, where I live out in Califon, New Jersey. It's out toward that way. That's why that's what Califon Productions is.
Unbelievable.
When you see that at the end
Too
of Wheel of Fortune.
Have him here with that.
I know, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
He's great. And
but
he sends
so,
his best.
So he knows. So Lee knows what he's doing. So tell us what we're doing with this. And anything New Jersey.
Yes.
I was asking Al. We didn't know, because we know Steve Adubato comes on. He's Mr. New Jersey. He has his own network. It's
yes.
Just, I think it's the Steve Adubato network now.
Yes. Well, I should mention the name that we're missing here is Larry Menti. He is the guy that...
Larry from Philadelphia
Yes,
TV.
And
yeah.
I know when you emceed the Harry Hurley event, you met with Larry and
Larry's
his beautiful wife, Dawn.
Yep.
And Larry is the host of Jersey Matters. But not only that... He's a Philadelphia guy. He's been everywhere. He was like the first host of Access Hollywood.
Wow.
And the unbelievable thing is that he's made his way from all over the country. Where? To New Jersey.
Of course.
And we found that New Jersey is one of the most densely populated states. Why are we so underserved? We're constantly being overshadowed by New York and Philadelphia. And it's just, there is a void. So we have been waiting for the opportunity, and I'm so proud of our staff that now New Jersey News Network will be born. And we're not launching just yet. We're only starting on the web. It will be a soft launch, and then we'll be hopefully on all cable carriage.
This is great. So it comes out, and it's like it has nothing to do with the state government, correct?
Absolutely not. It's privately owned. The call letters are WNWT.
Okay.
So you'll be I will keep in touch with you because I know you do care. Yeah. You're a Jersey boy, and you care about New Jersey news and the residents of New Jersey.
You know, I always want. You know, what my thesis was in college. I went to school in Jacksonville, Florida, because I couldn't get into any school. New Jersey. I was so bad. So I went to Jacksonville, Florida. My thesis was doing a radio station in New Jersey that broadcast into New York, because there's 9 million people in New Jersey, roughly. The audience is vast. And that's a matter of fact, a lot of the audience here, and not to get too much in the weeds here at 10 minutes after 9 on AM 970, the answer was Salem Media. We're New York City.
Yes.
But it goes right into Bergen County. It goes right into Essex County. It goes right down the shore.
And all of the commuters.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's so but we are underserved in the great state of New Jersey. And I don't know how we didn't. And let me tell you this. Stay with me on this. We have got a $50 million facility in Trenton, New Jersey. The NJN Studios.
Yes.
What happened with that? It was $50 million.
I don't want to get too into it, but I believe something happened with Governor Christie. I think there was some kind of deal there. I'm not sure what happened. I'm not going there, but I'm not sure. I mean, I've never been on the...
It's a beautiful facility. Have you seen it?
It is gorgeous.
State of the art.
Gorgeous. But getting back to radio, I listen to Bill Spadia each morning, 101.5. And it's, I think that radio-wise, we're in good shape.
Yeah.
But I think that on the television side, we're really lacking. I mean, if you have cable vision, you're the lucky one that has News 12. But if you don't have cable vision, you're out of luck.
Oh, I get it.
And you made such a great point. Bergen County, Essex County. What about the guys in Cape May County? What about Atlantic City?
How great is she?
What about the other half of the state?
I know.
It's
crazy.
And Trenton. Trenton
Jersey
is so
girl!
Much is going on.
You're pumped up. I love this.
I am. And the funny thing is, so I haven't seen you since last year at the New Jersey Hall of
Fame. In Asbury Park.
Are you going to be back this year?
I talked to Steve Edwards, who's doing such a great job with the New Jersey Hall of Fame. I am in Italy. We're going with Perillo Tour. Steve Perillo put together a tour, so we're all going with the radio station. A lot of listeners are all going. Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
Al's got to stay here. Yeah. Kimberly, you should come in. You should go sit in. We're going to need somebody to sit in. Come on in.
I will. I'll be. I got to make sure I'm there for that Sunday, though. But other than that, I can make myself available.
So we're going, but I'm going to. What is the date? It's October.
October 27th. It's a Sunday.
Yeah, we're coming down back to 29th.
No, you're not
I'm just going to miss it.
Because
that's a great. I have to tell you, too. You know what? We, Al, too. We get on the governor, not so much politics wise. Mm-hmm. No disrespect.
He's a moron, Governor.
Come on.
See, he wants to be the nice guy.
You see?
He wants to be the nice guy.
To be
I'm
nice
the guy who'll go right at him. He's a fraud.
Stop.
He's looking for a cabinet position when
Kimberly,
a Democrat gets elected in the White House.
You will admit, Phil Murphy, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. One of the nicest
Tammy's
guys.
Tammy's very nice.
Tammy
first lady
as well.
Is very, very nice. Right. She's very environmentally conscious. That's her big initiative. You're rolling your eyes.
No, I'm just saying. They could be nice people. He's a horrible politician. He's awful. He's giving free college away to everybody that everyone's paying for. No, I blame you. Because you're the one who got me fired up this morning. I was nice and calm.
Yes, you were.
And then you stirred
guilty
the pot.
Guilty as charged.
The biggest issue and Larry will he comments on this, is the biggest issue right now with Governor Murphy is that we have a Senate president that is one of the most... He is the political figure.
Yeah,
and they are at a at a stalemate. So nothing.
Good guy, Steve Sweeney's a great guy.
Great guy. He's been on with us a dozen times. But and the governor too.
Yeah.
We'd like him to return, but we'll get to that afterwards.
You know what, though? If I may, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No.
But with Governor Murphy, that Hall of Fame event was the best event they ever had last year. The Democrats know how to run those things.
Yes, they do.
What I'm saying? I'm just saying. And Steve Edwards, God bless him, he went to Governor Murphy and Tammy. They made that work at Asbury Park. There were thousands of people.
Yes.
It was the best event. Yeah, so, and by the way.
Brian the Road.
And
Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
I'm trying to stick up for
just
the governor.
Saying.
Plus, he's bringing
40 degrees on Friday. He'll probably brine the road.
That's great.
Big snow's coming.
Oh, man.
Just saying.
It's appropriate. I get it.
Seriously. No.
Hey, plus, he's bringing film production back to Jersey.
He's hysterical.
Steven Spielberg shooting in Patterson, New Jersey.
Did he bring brine with him when he came? You know, to drop it off.
Brine's
the payment. It's the payment.
So
we're we'll Kimberly.
Brian. Now, who is the gentleman? This is your.
That's my older brother, Frank.
Oh, yeah. Older brother. I can see that.
But we do look alike.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone. You should see me with no makeup and glasses on. That's me. So, Dad took the ride with me today. But I'll be back in Jersey for the rest of the day at work. So he just wanted to add a little something to his morning. You had nothing going on anyway.
This is great. So, and you're videoing. What is your relationship to this man, really?
No, that's my dad.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's my dad.
You look good, brother.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were like, did you not think that maybe?
I didn't.
You weren't going to ask. Everyone,
especially
Sebastian Maniscalco, he gets it all the time.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what?
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, but I love that he's filming. He's on Facebook, Facebooking for you there, which is great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
The funny thing is, so I've never been. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. But the last couple of weeks, we have a new producer that came in and said, we got to go Facebook Live twice a week. And we do like a trending topics type of thing. It's called For That Trend. And it's been great. And I love connecting with people on Facebook, and everyone's got something to say. So that's why we figured, why not? We're at the Joe Piscopo Show.
God bless you.
Nice.
God bless you, Dad. I'll tell you, I got three daughters. It's like I was with my daughters last night. I'm coming back from wherever the heck I was. I had to go to an event, and then I was in New York. Oh, I did a Fox with Neil Cavuto.
Oh, yes.
Did a hit with Neil. Now I got to come downtown, and I got to get to sleep because it's early morning.
Day.
Where did I go? I went to see my daughters. Both were in New York. I said, I'm stopping in.
Good.
You take it, right? You take a half hour. You take an hour just to be with the girls, right? And nothing like it. So God bless you for being such a good father. And look, he's holding the camera.
He's
the
doing
cameraman.
A great job.
Hey, good guns too, Pop. You're working out, my brother. I know you. We're going to have to show you a camera. Come on, look out now. Actually, tell us where we can find you. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Frank. How do you know Frankie again? Because of Rachel's cousin?
So Frank Morano, with you all these years, there's been so many people that said, if you're in this field, meet Frank Morano. If you're in this field, you got to meet Frank Morano.
Yeah, nobody ever said that to me. Good thing.
Seriously. Yeah. And I'm saying like a dozen people have said you got to meet Frank. And one day.
I would question those dozen people.
I'm going to just share this story. It's too funny. So we're in the city last year for Rosh Hashanah. One of our family members turns out to be Rachel's cousin. Yeah. We're there. Mm-hmm. So I say, hey, Rachel, she's my cousin. And I meet Frank. He just said, hey, I'm Frank. He never said, I'm Frankie Morano. I don't know.
Probably.
And then I turned around and someone said, it's about time that you've met.
Yeah.
I turned around and I was like, Frankie Morano? All this time?
Look at this. Really?
I've never seen anybody do that with him. No,
never.
He's such a great guy.
Oh, no, he is. No, but I've never seen someone, you're Frankie Morano?
Because all this time.
It's usually, here's the bill.
No.
I'm just kidding.
This has been so much fun.
He's not here. He can't defend himself.
This has been so much fun. Really, I know the poor guy's getting ripped in Aruba.
I know he's listening. You think he's not? He's in Aruba listening now.
If he's listening in Aruba, Rachel should take the phone and throw it in the ocean.
On Cloud 9. Yes, you're right. But yeah, they're all great.
So this is Kimberly Kravitz, 17 after 9. Kimberly Kravitz, a producer reporter for Jersey Matters. And where can we find the New Jersey News Network?
Glad you asked. So right now, like I said, soft launch. So we'll have our website. That's going to be NewJerseyNewsNetwork.com. So it's going to be at NJNN TV. This is brand new social media channel. So NJNN TV.
Yeah.
You could also find me at Kimberly Kravitz. I post all my
stories. Yeah, that's easier. Yeah, go to
Twitter.
Kimberly Kravitz.
Yeah.
Great.
You have two channels, right? I know how to find you.
Please. We were just talking about it.
If it's not on social media, it didn't happen, right?
That's
no,
right.
We're doing,
more than two channels.
We're doing Twitter, and then I have the Joe Piscopo Show on one Twitter handle, which is, now people are still going there, but then I have my own personal feed,
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And then I have to have two Facebook pages because I hit the limit on friends, so and I want more. Listen, plus, I don't answer.
Don't
enough.
You hate when that happens? I heard what you said earlier that people write in and they're like, "Why didn't you get back to me?"
I know, and I don't get there.
I know. It's,
not to
it's
mention
tough.
Instagram, and then it's.
But this is your vehicle. This is your way of reaching
the
everyone.
The platform, yes. and we love Jersey, and it's great. I'll tell you, it's great what you're doing. Give my best to Lee and to Larry.
That's
a great team.
I will.
And you're welcome here anytime.
Thank you so much.
Fun, Dad. You as well, man. Great to have you.
It's been great.
And you're still living in Jersey right now.
I have no reason to leave.
Yeah, look at that! Excuse me!
No reason to leave. I'm not going.
Kimberly, you are wonderful.
Thank you
God
so
bless
much.
You.
I really appreciate it.
We'll be listening.
It.
You have this platform as
thank
well.
You,
anytime.
Everyone.
Anytime.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks to Frankie Five Boroughs as well. There's a Jersey. Debbie Duhame. You know, Debbie's out there.
Yes, even listening.
She is like the best traffic person in the world.
Great.
And she danced up a storm at the wedding.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
now I gotta find this.
Was it. Party animal. She is a party.
Yeah. You only live once.
Deb, how we doing? It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Debbie's on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kimberly. Welcome, and good morning, everybody. We're going to head out to the island right now, the Sagdacos South, right by the southern state. It's an accident blocking the left lane over there. We're seeing some volume on the Harlem River Drive South getting down toward the 130s, and the Williamsburg Bridge still busy getting into town. Eastbound BQE slowing down up by the Brooklyn Bridge. Deegan is busy north at the Grand Concourse with a collision. Cross Bronx East ramp to the Deegan, a disabled vehicle. Inbound side of the GWB moving along okay. Lincoln Tunnel looks like a minor delay now. Holland still 20 to 25 in from both approaches. Over in Jersey, the Garden State Parkway South of 149 accident in Bloomfield. 280 East exit 13. Looks like an accident still working. And heading to 17 North in Paramus, it's some ongoing road work. It's a little bit busy on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound 13 up through 14. 202, 206 at the Somerville Circle. An accident there was just cleared away, and on the New England Thruway North, getting up through Rye, a disabled truck leaking fuel. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager believes the truth may be the answer.
Justin Trudeau has these pictures come out. If he had courage, he would say, I am sorry I did it, but it was not something I was aware of as wrong at the time, nor was it meant with malice. What if he did say that? What would happen? What a refreshing thing. Truth from a leftist.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Guys, you spend 90% of your day in underwear. It's literally the foundation of your wardrobe. And the more comfortable you are at your foundation, the more confident you will be everywhere else. Hi, I'm Brian Berger, founder of Mack Weldon. 6 years ago, I set out to reinvent men's basics. We started by making underwear that is so comfortable, it's like nothing you've ever worn before. No more feeling sweaty, rolling waistbands, or legs that ride up. We use top-shelf materials like Pima cotton and are the first to use real silver woven into the fabric for its natural anti-odor properties. Plus, it keeps you cool all day. Hundreds of thousands of guys wear Mack Weldon, and we're proud to be called the Apple of underwear. There's no risk to try them on. If you don't love your first pair, it's on us.
Get 20% off your first order at MackWeldon.com with promo code Prager, but only until the end of the month. That's 20% off at MackWeldon.com, promo code Prager. MackWeldon.com, promo code Prager.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, okay. Joe on the radio, 923 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Oh, what a morning. Mamma mia. We got a lot of energy going on this morning. You know what? Don't you need a little positive energy here? Come on now on the show. Everybody's so dour to try to tell us how bad we are. Everything's great. I want, including Rhino Shield. You see, again, something else that I could tell you about that is great for you. The one thing I don't have to worry about at my home, and I got to worry about the landscaping. I got to worry about the driveway. I got to worry about the bush. You know what? I had a beehive in my bush. Only me. I had to call, the exterminator to come take care of them. Please, the one thing I don't worry about at my house is Rhino Shield. I Rhino Shielded the home. It looks brand spanking new. It looks like it's freshly painted, and I don't have to worry about a thing. Not one thing. And you could do the same thing for your home, for your business. I've heard about Rhino Shield for years from Mr. Gambling, on this radio station, on other radio stations. Susan and Mr. Gambling were buddies. I would hear about Rhino Shield, but like you, I didn't make the move. I heard it. Yeah, that sounds really great. Now it's time to make that move. You hear Joe on the radio now. Let me tell you about Rhino Shield. You could call for a free estimate. Free estimate. It's a ceramic coating, and it goes over anything, whatever your house is made of, whatever your business is made of. Rhino Shield will be sprayed right on as a ceramic coating, and it has a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, or fading. Now, you can go to rhinoshieldofny.com, rhinoshieldofny.com to check it out. But I would call Susan for a free estimate, 877-744-6608. This is the time you got to check out Rhino Shield for your business, for your home. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. It's Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Does Joe Piscopo really have a suit on? See him live now on Facebook or YouTube. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Is that James Taylor song again? I don't know. I could just, every time I hear this song, I think of a couple. You're married, Matt, right? You're married?
Yeah.
Do you sing this to your bride? Would you sing this? If this came on, would you look lovingly at your bride?
I wouldn't sing it. I wouldn't want to hurt
talk
her ears.
You can do a Shannon.
Every time I hear the song, I think of couples like in love and everything. Something, I don't know. No, I don't think so. Maybe a Frank Sinatra song.
Maybe you want to date. A little of this, something in the way she moves.
You know what? No,
I was going to go there.
Leave that song. This is great. You know what this reminds me of? I was in college. First year of college, this song came out. Let me.
Something in the way she moves.
Yeah, something. It was all James Taylor all the time.
Yeah.
Hippie times. And I was the only girl. They were hippies.
He was after the hippies.
By the way, thank you for that. Because you know what? Hippies, this Charlie Kirk, my new friend Charlie Kirk said, the great young conservative said, is these hippies that were my generation, they became teachers. Forgive me, I love teachers, but a lot of them were so progressive, were of the hippie movement, of that whole movement, the anti-Vietnam War, which I understand, but I didn't understand not saying thank you to the veterans that came home from Vietnam, for crying out loud, for putting their lives on the line, losing lives over there, for crying out loud. And then those hippies went and they started teaching in schools. So they started teaching. That's why there's a whole progressive movement. And I know I'm generalizing, and a lot of folks in the baby boomer generation weren't like that, but some got in, seeped in. Everything that's taught in colleges, everything that's taught in high school, even elementary school, it's so progressive now. It is hard to pull it back. Sometimes I find myself, and I'm in a place that has some great schools. You have to deprogram your children. You have to deprogram your children and teach them what's right. But even back then, when all those hippies and all that James Taylor music was playing, I liked Richard Nixon.
I am very impressed that he came back from the break. Not one mention about our previous guest.
What?
Oh, very impressed.
Who?
On the air. No, I'm just.
Which guest?
You're not one.
You mean Tom Del Baccaro?
He's a professional.
No, I know. So I'm just saying. I'm very impressed. Very, very impressed.
So, Eric Metaxas is supposed to be here. Let's bring Kimberly back.
Eric Metaxas is at the Brooklyn Bridge right now on a very slow-moving subway.
Notice I didn't grab my cane once when Kimberly
was I noticed that. For some reason, your knee was not hurting at that point. It's amazing. A miracle. I can't.
You're the worst, Albert. Woo! You are the right. worst. You got to get
the same.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Michael Legoria is going to join us. Michael's a great new album, which is about all, has all movie tunes in it, you know, tunes from movies, and it's so great. I performed with Michael about a month ago. Gosh, he sounds better than ever. Played Frankie Valli for years on Broadway. Did a great job. He played Joe Pesci, I believe. I got to ask him. I think he played Joe Pesci when he first went on Broadway. And then
was he mistaken for Joe Pesci like you?
No. But Michael has a new album out. We want to introduce you to, and I want to plug the Midtown Men, who through my dear friend Ray Mira, who's a great guy, he actually put together the Midtown Men, and they have a concert tour. And just to plug them now, November 9th at the Union County Performing Arts Center in Rahway. You don't want to miss the Midtown Men
I have to ask a silly question. What kind of cufflinks you wearing today? Those look like New Jersey token cufflinks.
Do you see how good Gattulo is? Do you see how good he is? I put
is that
them
what
on.
They are?
Can we go close, George, on this?
Oh, and nice. Is that a Parkway token?
It is.
Wow.
You are that's you're too very young impressive. For that.
No, you know why? Because there's a little green. There's a little green in it to go with the suits. Yeah,
my son Joey, God bless him, got me these, and I looked at him. I said, "These are really cool looking. What are they?" It says Garden State Parkway on them. We used to have tokens before Easy Pass for the tolls. Mm-hmm. So you have tokens. This is a token.
Well, I had
cufflink.
I had to pay cash on Sunday.
We're gonna have to. Tweet that out.
We took the Easy Pass out of the car to drive to Staten Island because I drove my wife's car, and my wife forgot to give it back to me to put in my car when I went to the Giant game on Sunday, and so I went through the toll in Union, no toll paid. So now I'm going to get a letter.
Yeah, oh my God.
$1.50 plus $50 service charge that I have to call and scream at them.
What do they do with that? And they're always wrong.
But
they're
that's the thing.
Wrong.
But that's the thing. Like, if you have an Easy Pass right, and they have your license plate, they should just deduct it from your account. You're already paying into the account, right, to use the Easy Pass.
Yeah.
So they know, okay, the tag wasn't there. Okay, well, we'll just whack you for $1.50. Okay. So,
you know, I've never seen anything more ill-run than that. You could go through.
What Murphy's done so far, I'm not kidding with the brining thing. Friday into Saturday, it's supposed to be 40 degrees. I guarantee you he'll brine the road thinking that a storm's coming. The guy blew through almost 40. The budget for brining and salt and whatever in the
brining!
State of New Jersey was less than $20 million, like
brining!
$18 million. He spent almost 60 last year. That's how much he spent. So you wonder where this money is going. It's his mismanagement of the government.
I'm gonna tweet out a picture of my Garden State Parkway token cufflinks. All right. And why don't we bring Michael Longoria in, and then we'll go to Eric when he gets a chance to come in. Michael Longoria. I think Michael's in the building. If we could track him down, and Big Al standing by, and I'm gonna tweet out these great cufflinks. I don't even know where Joey got them. I would tell you, but I don't know where he got them. But Big Al's got the headline news right now, live and local, right here on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
67 degrees at 9:32. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. NBC is reporting a drop in viewership for the 45th season premiere of Saturday Night Live. In the first episode of the new season, the show saw a 30% drop in viewers between the ages of 18 and 49 compared to last year's season opener. Also had a 15% drop overall in viewers compared to 2018. That's not distracting at all, the video on your phone. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's all right. He screams at me today.
No.
We're going to stop the news for a second. He screamed at me. He screamed at me for saying that I was being distracted when I was actually doing work. Then he yelled at me again for being distracted when I was actually researching news. Now I'm reading the news in my 60-second segment that I get, and he's playing a video on his phone. It's not distracting.
Yeah, he's getting you back. Al, he's getting you back from whenever you eat an apple.
It's fine. Oh, no, I'm going to eat an apple right now while I'm doing the news. Woody Harrelson hosted
It's okay. The Saturday Night Live show was great. Okay. Everybody's going to say, the ratings were low. I want to say that it was good. It was fair. Right. It was balanced. It was actually a good show.
All right. Good. All right. So can I finish the news?
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
I mean, really.
Honest to God.
I can take a picture of my cup.
Please, go ahead. Take a picture. We'll keep the microphone
on. Eric's going to join.
All right. So New York's new minimum wage is reportedly taking a hit on New York City restaurants. A survey of more than 300 full-service restaurants find more than 76% have cut staff hours, while 36% have eliminated jobs as a result of the mandated wage increases to $15 an hour. The New York City Hospitality Alliance calls it death by 1,000 cuts, including elimination of middle management, labor-intensive dishes, staff education events, and cleaning staff. One restaurateur tells the New York Post that financial performance has been decimated, making eateries no longer attractive attractive to investors. In sports, the Yankees will enjoy a few more days to get ready for the start of their American League Division Series. They'll host the Twins in game one of their best-of-five matchup Friday in the Bronx. The National League wildcard game is tonight. Brewers visiting the Nationals. Monday Night Football, Steelers crush the Bengals 27-3. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. We're going to take a ride over to the northbound side of the New England Thruway, getting up toward exit 20 into Rye. It's a disabled dump truck. He's leaking fuel. That's what's causing the delay there. We're also seeing delays before that on 95 North up by 18A in Mamaroneck with a collision on the shoulder. Westbound 17 slowing down, getting up toward the area of exit 124. That's construction heading up toward Chester. Inbound side of the GWB, very light this morning. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended for religious observance. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland about 20 to 25 in from both approaches. 80 westbound exit 48 getting out toward Montville. It's an accident there. It's a little bit busy for you as you head to the Garden State Parkway south of 149 with an accident being cleared. 202-206 at the Somerville Circle. Accident cleaned up. And the Cross Bronx East at the Deegan. A disabled vehicle is off on the ramp. Partly cloudy today. High in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa. At Napa, get $20 back when you buy oil, air, and cabin filters at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit two prepaid cards per household. While supplies last, offer ends 10/31/19. You want your teeth to be taken care of right from the start. You want that beautiful and healthy smile for you and your loved ones. So, you'll want to call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey. For veneers, implants, crowns, and family dentistry, the amazing and exceptional team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will care for you like family. Call today, 973-285-5480. That's 973-285-5480 for your appointment.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Larry Elder for BestHotGrill.com. It's time to select a Christmas gift with impact for your best clients, employees, friends, and family. Solaire infrared grills deliver the lasting value of a gift that will actually be used, and every time they will think of you. Solaire infrared grills deliver the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Learn more about Solaire infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire infrared gift giving at BestHotGrill.com.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
My gosh, what a show, what a show. 937, a lot going on. Hey, can I tell you about Perillo Tours? Everybody knows Perillo Tours are the definitive travel experts in Italy and Hawaii, serving travelers for some 75 years now. What you may not know is Perillo Tours has expanded their fabulous tours to include Spain in 2020. I keep hearing how great Spain is. Now you could go with Perillo Tours to Spain. The CEO, Steve Perillo, and his nephew, Devin, representing the fourth generation of Perillo Tours, has put together an unforgettable excursion to Spain. How does a 12-day tour of Spain sound? I love this. Madrid, Cordoba, Granada, Seville, Toledo, so much more. And you can also add on the optional 4-day Barcelona extension. All Perillo Tours contract only 4- and 5-star hotels, all centrally located. You can enjoy a carriage ride in Seville, take in a passionate flamenco dance show. Listen to this. Perhaps sherry tasting in a private art gallery. Participate in a paella cooking class. Visit an olive oil factory, Spanish olive oil. We know about that. That's a factory tour and tasting you can take, all including the famous Perillo Never Lift a Finger Promise. Call for the new 2020 Spain brochure at 888-PERILLO. It's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. You can check with your travel agent, but would you start here, please? PerilloTours.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
It's a wild show. It's 9:38. I got Michael Longoria coming in. Michael has a brand new album. My goodness, great. You have to check out this. Like they do in the movies, a kid that sings like an angel. Michael Longoria is going to come in 2 seconds. Eric Metaxas. Eric's a big star. He's like a big Salem media star. I want to plug Eric's book for it. Donald Builds the Wall. Eric Metaxas and Tim Raglan. They have this kid's book, Donald Builds the Wall. And Eric's like a legend. He's on AM 970, The Answer, every evening.
10 o'clock.
And kind enough to join us live. Was it tough out there traffic-wise?
It was, Joe.
Yeah.
It was hell.
Oh.
And listen,
you
I was
still,
born
you
in,
made it in, brother.
I'm a New Yorker. I was born in Queens. Now
that's
I
right,
moved to
right.
a different borough. But let me tell you something. Taking the subway is usually the greatest way to get anywhere.
Yeah.
This morning?
Nothing. You took the subway.
Look, do you see how I'm sweating?
Matt,
I got all dressed up because you're on video.
You didn't send a car to Mr. Metaxas?
Oh.
You've missed
the
car.
He said I'm like a legend. I'm not a legend, but I'm like a legend in my own mind. No, listen, it's just a joy to sit with you. I have loved you for forever.
Ugh.
And to sit with you here on your program, I just got to say two things. Number one, I'm a New Yorker, and it amazes me that I'm on the same station every day from 10 to midnight. So I want to say to your listeners, if you're bored between 10 and midnight, please tune into my show. I have some of the most amazing guests. It's not about me. I have guests that are, today I have a woman, okay, mm-hmm. this is today, who was in Romania. She defied Ceausescu. One of the most brave stories I've ever heard. An assassin came in to kill her. Wait, this is tonight on my show. It's insane. I have people on every day.
Why did they?
But
I'm afraid
but the real. Well, because Ceausescu was a fascist, socialist, dictator, SOB, who murdered you if he didn't like the way you looked. I mean, it's so sick. But she talks about socialism, whatever she lived. My mother grew up under that in East Germany. So my father was in Greece during the Civil War with the communists. So I'm as anti-communist as it gets. But that's so my show is like it's just crazy. But the reason I'm here to talk to Joe Piscopo is because I got a book to sell.
You got Donald Builds the Wall.
Donald Builds the Wall. It's a prophetic statement, okay? It's not just a kid's book.
Yeah.
Donald Builds the Wall. He's building the wall. Today in the news, they gave him funding to build more of the wall. The first book is called Donald Drains the Swamp. What do you think's going on with this impeachment? The swamp is going to get drained. This is getting ugly. We're seeing stuff every night on Sean Hannity.
It'll be okay.
It's going to be more than okay. It's going to boomerang.
Don't you think so?
I will tell you right now, I will guarantee it's going to boomerang.
Yeah.
It's going to be their worst nightmare because what they have done, it's like if you poke the bear, Trump is the bear. He's like, okay, you want to fight? Let's have an investigation.
Yeah.
A fair
investigation.
This is not tit for tat.
I'm going to plug your book 10 times because I know you. We know each other. Donald Builds the Wall. Eric Metaxas. How's Dick Cavett?
Listen, I talk to him all the time.
Love him.
He had like a mini stroke, so he's absolutely no. He's absolutely fine because his brain is like the most amazing brain on planet Earth. But you know, I love him. I just love him. What can I tell you, Eric?
Will you stay with? We're going to do a Joey Reynolds right here. Can we get Matt? Bring Michael Longoria in for 2 seconds before we break because we have to break. What are we breaking for news or we going to news for a second?
No. We did news already.
Traffic. I mean traffic.
Yeah, that's in 10 minutes.
Okay, good. We got to look. Can I open it up a little bit here?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have to tell you, Eric. I have to tell you this. I want to bring to the airways now. This is what our dear friend Joey Reynolds, who I absolutely adore Joey, in this studio, he would bring in.
I was here
with Ben Gazzara. Ben Gazzara.
We talked about UFOs at 2 a.m., I think it was. Yeah. It was scary. I got scared.
So now Eric is in there. Eric's like a brother, and I know him 100 years, and we're Salem brothers together, so he's here. So I had a buddy that I know through a dear friend, and the kid's name is Michael Longoria, who I worked with. He played Frankie Valli on Broadway, and I want to just promote this new CD that he has. This is Like They Do in Movies, Sings Like an Angel. We were together about just only about a month ago, and he's kind enough to join us.
Hey.
Michael Longoria. Michael,
here he is. What's going on, guys? How are you, man? Nice to hear you.
Nice to see you on the radio finally.
And this is Eric. This kid on Broadway played Frankie Valli. And correct me if I'm wrong. I was telling the guys you did Joey Pesci. Didn't you do Joe?
Yeah. Well, I was in the original cast of Jersey Boys when we opened in 2005. I played Joe Pesci,
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
He played Pesci.
Come on. Hey, you think I'm funny? Hey.
Go get your shine box. Hey, you know something? No joke. I met Martin Scorsese. I talked to him, and at the end of the conversation, I said to him, "Hey, go get your shine box." He didn't get the joke.
He's like, I thought I cut that line.
You know, did you
didn't get the joke.
Michael, did you? I saw you do Joe Pesci.
Oh, you did, yes.
Joey's from Bloomfield Avenue.
That's so funny.
Did you study it? Because you're too young.
Well, what's funny is that there was a video of him when he was 16 dancing. He was a dancer, like a little 16-year-old.
He had talent. With Frankie Vincent.
He wanted to be a singer, dancer, and then he knew Frankie Valli, and he knew Bob Gaudio, and he put the group together. That's kind of why I was in the show. But I was also playing Frankie Valli in the matinees. So I was playing two parts at the same time in this big hit show. It was a pretty awesome acting challenge.
We always complain about radio shifts. You believe that?
I want to listen. He's a third of our age, so I got no sympathy for this guy. But could we just like all trade careers for 1 week?
Hey.
For 1 week, I want to be on Broadway.
Wait, hey, I'll talk about UFOs. I love that.
I believe.
We were at the studio, Michael. You weren't even born yet. The studio, we would have some broadcasters come in, and they would talk about like the most esoteric things. But before like cable, before
ancient aliens.
They would talk about these wild things, and people would listen.
Yes.
Actually listen to this thing, you know?
Hey, you know, you got to get entertained.
But you did Joe Pesci, and then you did Frankie Valli in the matinees.
Yes, then eventually Frankie Valli came to see me with his two sons in the audience, and then he came and pinched my cheeks, and that was a stamp of approval. Then I got the part. It was pretty awesome.
You know, you were great as Frankie on Broadway in Jersey Boys. And I have to tell you, Eric, I was with this young man. We went to an event, and it was about a month ago, maybe a couple months ago now. And a buddy of ours, a producer, he goes, Joe, I want you to come down. I want you to run this thing. It was like a private party, private thing. Like they do in Beverly Hills, but this was in Jersey, down the shore. The Riviera of New Jersey, right? Was that beautiful down there?
Yeah, Atlantic City, right?
Michael Longoria is going to be there. I go, are you kidding me? Mike's going to be there. I go down.
Thank you, man.
You know what I love about this? The guy that brought us in is a dear friend.
Yes.
And when we're the dear friend, there's something about friendship, and you and I have been brothers now for a long time.
Yeah,
And I know Eric feels the same way. It's like you really work. You poured your heart out that night.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I was singing these songs from this
album.
Not like
you usually do on Broadway where you just mail it in.
You know what? Just mark it.
I've seen your act.
Well, you know what's funny? On Broadway, you're definitely controlled a little bit by what the direction is, what the writer wrote. And when I'm singing my own songs, it's like, you're right, I am pouring my own heart and soul out there. I'm kind of just giving your human element, you know, which for me is that voice.
He did it. He's not going to brag on himself. Joe Piscopo on the Salem. Listen, we went to the Statue of Liberty on this boat, right?
Atlantis.
I said, what am I in for?
Atlantis.
They were all here. Gattulo was there. He's checked out now looking at his mail. But let me tell you something.
Okay. He's checking Hinge.
You get a private thing.
Tinder.
Joe Piscopo with his two kids put on a performance. I could not believe it. And let me tell you something. Your imitation of Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else was drinking their cocktails and stuff. And I'm looking, I'm 10 feet away. I said, this is the greatest impression I've ever seen.
Eric, you said that. Thank you.
He's great at Frank Sinatra, too.
The way you shrugged, the way you mugged. And I know you know what you're doing.
The way you
looked. But a lot of people in the room, they were not appreciating it.
Thank you for saying that.
I'm telling you.
How dare they?
I was noticing them, and I was angry. I was like, do you understand what's in front of you
that
right
is
now?
Showbiz.
What this guy is doing in front of you?
And you know, he didn't miss a mark, did he? He still put them tap shoes on. He still had that whole dance routine.
He had more going on there. It was like, it reminds me of what you said about Mr. Longoria here, that you poured himself, he poured himself out in front of this group.
You know what? Thanks, Eric. You did. Eric, you know when you do things on stage, I'm sure you did it as Frankie.
Yes.
You do things for yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
That gets you into character.
Yeah.
And Eric picked up what I was doing about Bruce. Thank you for that, man. I appreciate you.
Man.
Eric, that's very kind of you. And I want to plug, first of all, we got plugs. We got a little time. Eric, so when you sang, he bought kids from Broadway came down. I didn't have people behind me singing. I was by myself singing, and now the end of there. And Michael gets up. He's got singers behind him.
Well, hey, you know, I have an image to protect.
These are young people. They got nothing going on. They're not married. They got no kids. They
have
no alimony.
Thank God, right, for that.
So it was great.
It was great. It was a good rehearsal because I'm actually bringing this. I'm doing a concert here in New York City at Green Room 42 on October 10th at 9:30 p.m.
Got to see Michael.
It's at the Yotel. You know the Yotel?
Yes.
Hotel?
Yes.
They have a venue there that all the Broadway people are doing concerts in, and I'm doing my own there my first
the,
time.
The Yotel?
Yotel.
I always drive
Green
past that, and I'm like, what goes on in that building?
Well, there's plenty that goes on there, but on the second floor, there's the cabaret space.
That's great, though.
You know, actually, the funny story about Yotel, I mean, separate from my cabaret on October 10th, but I actually, the first time I went there, I went to a brunch, and I got so, you know, they had those bottomless drinks, and then I promised myself after that brunch I would never go to Yotel again, ever, because that's how sick I got. But here I am, I'm bringing my concert there like they do in the movies, October 10th, but I won't be wasted there on that day.
No, this is good. October 10th, and where can we find
you? 9:30, Green Room 42.
Where can we find you, Michael, so people can buy tickets?
Well, you can go to the Green Room 42 website. I'm also going to be in San Francisco October 16th at the Nico. If you're in San Francisco, you could check this concert out.
We actually have people listening to San
Francisco.
They call all the time.
The Bay Area, man. That
so you're working.
Awesome.
You're working the clubs, man.
I'm working the clubs.
God
you know,
bless you.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to keep you know keep my voice in shape.
Sounds
you know,
better
you
than ever.
Thank
better
you so much.
Ever. I don't know what you did. I mean, you were brilliant on Broadway.
Thanks, always
brilliant. That when we were together a couple months ago,
yeah,
maybe it was because it was our buddy. We were pouring our hearts out. You nailed it and
Thanks,
went beyond
man.
The range.
Well, it was just I think it's these songs. You know, these are all movie love songs that is on this album.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
all
yeah.
you know songs that you're gonna know from the 70s, 80s, 90s on. But they're done from a male perspective.
Yeah.
And a very like I don't know. I take everything on kind of like Frankie Valli did. You know, Frankie Valli had that gut wrenching like
right.
singing from
That's
your
right.
gut.
That's
so
right.
all the songs are on this album are kind of like that. And you know, they're all kind of epic.
So the name of the album is Michael Longoria, like they do in movies. I'm going to hold that right up here if you
yeah.
can. And don't forget our buddy Eric McTaxis, who got stuck on a subway. I'm sorry about that. Eric, at 10 o'clock tonight, you got to listen to that show. That's a riveting show that I have. And I like
it. It's the guests. Every night, if you hate it one night,
yeah,
tune in the next
yeah,
night. It'll
yeah.
be totally different.
Yeah. So and Donald builds the wall. This is for your kids. This
oh, my God.
Yeah,
are there any Trump voters in the tri-state area? I need your help. All right. Donald builds the wall. Donald drains a swamp. Come on, help a guy out.
Can I give a big shout out to Joey Reynolds for creating this platform right here? Joey Reynolds, he was one of the great broadcasters, and he would do this. And it's not bad. Now I know why Joey did it. That was fun.
It's fun. It's like the Merv Griffin show.
Have a good time.
Michael, I love you, man.
Hey, I love you too, man.
God bless you.
Thank you for seeing me, guys.
And don't
forget
the Midtown Men in Rahway on October 9th, I believe
it
is.
Yes, yes. We're still touring. I'm still touring with the original cast of Jersey Boys as the Midtown Men. We're kicking some.
And Michael Longoria. If you Google Michael Longoria, you'll see where this brilliant, brilliant young talent is. And don't forget about Eric's book, Donald Builds the Wall. Piscopo in the morning. We're going to go to Debbie right now. She's got traffic 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, before Mike Gallagher steps in. Debbie, how are we doing out there traffic-wise this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe, Eric, Michael, and everybody. Let's take a spin out to the Sagdico. Sagdico South by the Southern State accident blocking a lane. It's a little bit busy on Hempstead Turnpike getting out through East Meadow with an accident out by Bright Avenue. Expect stop-and-go traffic on the eastbound side of the Gowanus up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE slowing down through Atlantic Avenue. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Rosh Hashanah. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Harlem River Drive South still kind of busy heading right down toward the 130s. Inbound GWB looks fine. No problems at the Lincoln. Holland 15 to 20 in from both approaches. The Garden State Parkway South at 149 in Bloomfield. An accident still out there. 80 West exit 48 in Montville, an accident there. And 17 North getting up through Williams Ave and Hasbrook Heights and Woodridge. It's construction as well. Over on 287 North, exit 26, a disabled tractor trailer getting up through Bernards Township. Tappan Zee Bridge is moving along smoothly. Taconic North getting up through Pleasant Valley. It's an accident. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code
THE ANSWER.
Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy this morning with a passing shower in the area. Then clouds will break for some sun later today, becoming warmer and more humid with an afternoon high of 77. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and sticky, though just 70 in Midtown, 64 to 68 in most suburbs. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, quite warm and humid. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 86 to 90. Thursday, cloudy and much cooler with occasional rain and drizzle, especially in the afternoon, high 60 to 64. AM 970, The Answer.
This is my end. This was the end. Look at this. This is the end. He's yelling at me. He's going, hey, I gave you Perry and Sons. He hands me this little sleeve, this thin cellophane sleeve with nothing in it. Like, I'm going to mentally, I could ad-lib the Perry and
Is this
spot.
Gang up on me today?
No. Okay. It was so funny. Thank you. Here it is. Boom, boom, and boom. And I want to tell you about Perry and Sons. See, now I have the copy, but you know, I don't even need it, right? Because I know about Perry and Sons. If you go to perryanddiamonds.com, harryanddiamonds.com, and you could check out the greatest website for a jewelry store. By the way, if you want to get to know the four C's when you buy a diamond, who knows that better than Parian? Nobody. You'll go to Maria and Katie and Debbie and Glenn Parian himself, and they will walk you through the four C's when you want to buy a diamond. Check out the designer jewelries like Charles Kripal, A-Link, Ebel, Oris Watches, you know. But, and do like I did, I got a beautiful little cross for Charlie's First Holy Communion. I got my watch that you see right here on my wrist if you're watching on TV. You know, that was fixed by Glenn Parian. You get everything that you need jewelry-wise, it's Parian and Sons. Go to parriandiamonds.com, right? But if you're by Franklin Lakes, I went up there. It's a hop, skip, and a jumping away. It's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. It's Parian Diamonds. And don't forget, you want to buy a diamond? No one will walk you through the four C's like anybody else, like they do at Parian Diamonds, okay? ParianDiamonds.com. Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or again, ParianDiamonds.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Michael Longoria right here. This is great.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone.
Wow.
Dancing, you know.
This is Michael Longoria's new CD. You got to check it out. Like they do in the movies. Very nice. Thank you, Al. Al grabbed it. He loaded it in, put it up. This is great. You know what? When I see the kids on Broadway, the kids, because I'm old, and when I did Grease on Broadway way back in 1996, hello, and I saw the hardest working, most talented people in the world on the Great White Way, and they're right here. They're right here just a block away. And I saw Michael, they do 8 shows a week. I'd like nothing else. And you know what I was thinking about? It's so funny. I'm walking around with my knee busted up. When I would do Grease, I did 8 splits a week, as I did 8 shows a week, because it was like after the intermission.
Why you tore your knee.
Yeah, no, what? It's no, thank you, Al. So I would go down, I would be like, it was intermission, I would do the opening after intermission with a group, we'd sing it. Yes, I'd spin, I'd do the spin,
boom, I would hit it. The crowd would go, oh, and it was it worth it? Yes, it was worth it. And that was many, many years ago, but I would do it every single week and every single weekend, and thus why I'm walking with a cane today. But hopefully it all clear up. And it feels pretty darn good. Pretty good, good. Matt, great show today, man.
Thank you.
And let's do it again tomorrow. You ready for that? We're going to do that? Huh? And you could... we got guests tomorrow? We got guests coming in?
We do have guests coming in. Well, maybe not coming in, but we do have guests. You'll have Brian helping you out the rest of the week.
Albert, thank you. That was a lot of fun now. Thanks, yeah, buddy. We appreciate it very much.
And wait for you to rip me again tomorrow.
Okay, it's good. I like the way Eric goes. Al checked out. That was a great out.
I did, but you know, yeah,
you did check out. Nothing personal. George, thank you, Georgie. And thanks, Yuri. Appreciate it. Mert, thank you. Kara, great job today. And we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you watching on YouTube. We appreciate you watching on Facebook. And appreciate you listening to AM 970 The Answer and AM970TheAnswer.com. And to Mike Gallagher, don't forget, he's coming up 10:05 on AM970TheAnswer.com. And Eric Metaxas, 10 o'clock tonight. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.